Alleluia. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you as we hear the fowls and the birds singing in the background. We thank you, Lord, that we realize and are aware of your presence, Father God, leading us this day and every day. So we thank you that our lives are hid with you, Jesus, in the Father, in the leading of the Holy Spirit, in the kingdom. So bless this day as you bless every day, that we abide in you and in you we live and move and have our being, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 8, verse 16 to 20. Thanks be to God, who put into the heart of Titus the same concern I have for you. For Titus not only welcomed our appeal, but is coming to you with much enthusiasm and on his own initiative, and we are sending along with him the brother who is praised by all the churches for his service to the gospel. What is more, he was chosen by the churches to accompany us as we carry the offering which we administer in order to honor the Lord himself and to show our eagerness to help. We want to avoid any criticism of the way we administer this liberal gift.
Hallelujah. This makes me just think of that wonderful prophecy in Isaiah 32, where it says the King Jesus rules in righteousness, and rulers, disciples, saints, the bride of Christ, they are moved by the Lord, and they rule in justice, in the leading, in the faith, in the truth. And then it says so beautifully, they are lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. And that's our calling, just as these disciples, they're doing everything that's coming from the heart of God, that's touching their hearts, and God confirms, this is me, and this is what I want you to do. And then they do it with zeal, they do it in peace, and they do it in joy. And so they abiding in the light, they abiding in the goodness of God and staying within the boundaries. So it's like pursuing excellence of ministry. And then that last verse says so beautifully, noble people make noble plans, and by noble plans they stand. So this is the beauty, just staying in the boundaries of what the Lord is saying to you and what the Lord requires of you on a daily basis. Remembering again, he gives sufficient every day. So it's just staying in tune, developing on schedule, and being all that God made us to be. That's the lesson this morning. We saw how they committed themselves. They didn't just listen to this is not just listening to anything. This is not listening and doing what the leadership said. They listened what the leadership said. Then they went and spent time with God, and then they committed themselves to the plan and the purpose of God, knowing they're flowing with God now. So this is important. We're all children of the Most High God, and we want to stay pleasing to him. Amen. We were bought with the precious blood of Jesus, and that's what we want to stay in. This life is in the blood, and we must just stay in the boundaries of the goodness of God that is made aware, that God has opened up to us, so we are aware of it. And that's living by faith, and that's living in the light, and then that's walking in the light as well. So arise and shine. God loves you, he's for you, and he's with you. He's a very present help in this time. And we shine like lights in this world. So keep shining, keep running the race. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.